Good morning. This morning, we stand up for Jesus in our insert, Stand Up for Jesus, our processional hymn. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls, Idaho, on this third Sunday in Lent. Our service is in our bulletin. Let us center ourselves on the God who has created us, who has redeemed us, and who sanctifies us. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word, obey it, and bring your saving love to fruition in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 through 9. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no mercy, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not yours, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 63, verse 1 through 8, and we'll read responsively. O God, you are my God, I seek you.
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary. Because your steadfast love is better than life,
my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live.
I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast,
and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I think of you on my bed, for you have been my help,
and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy.
My soul clings to you.
Your right hand upholds me.
The second reading is 1 Corinthians verse 10, or chapter 10, verse 1 through 13. I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spirit that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters as some of them did, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not engage in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and they were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. Word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that very time, there was some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, that they were worse sinners than all of the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. In her seminal work, To Kill a Mockingbird, writer Nellie Harper Lee describes a scene in the local courthouse when three youngsters go against the wishes of the father of two of them to explore the basement. But they are distracted when they spot their father. He's a defense attorney. He's going into a closed courtroom. Now curious, these two, Scout and Jem, try to peer into the room and to hear the proceedings. Unable to make anything out through the closed double doors, they devise a plan whereby they would hoist up their little friend, Dill, so he could watch from the vantage of the transom window over the doors, and then he was to report to the other two below as they held him high. Now, in Dill's reporting, remember, he's about 6-7 years old. He states the facts of what's in front of him in no particular order. There's a man yelling. The judge looks like he's asleep. The children's father is sitting next to another man. And significantly, very significantly, that man is crying. And significantly, especially in light of today's lesson from the Gospel of Luke, Dill wonders aloud, "I wonder what he's done to be crying about. I wonder what he's done to be crying about." Now, the children's father, Atticus Finch, has been assigned to defend this man, Tom Robinson. "I wonder what he's done to be crying about." How very terribly human of Dill to immediately assume that because another human being is in distress and experiencing misfortune, that this same man must have done something to warrant the predicament, the awfulness of his situation. Entire theologies and religions have been developed through the millennia with Dill's assumption as foundation and cornerstone of their entire structure. Hinduism, with its many gods and goddesses, for instance, posits an entire caste system, a class system for subcontinental India, and it is predicated on the teaching that all blessings and misfortunes in life are the result of deeds and dispositions which one had or performed in a pre-existing life before this one. Interestingly, my diocesan bishop, Jos, grew up a Christian in a Christian family in India. And it was believed by the Hindus that once one had dirtied himself or herself by touching an untouchable, the lowest caste in that society, that one could be cleansed by touching a baptized Christian. Well, Christians are quite rare in India. The prosperity gospel, on the other hand, which isn't at all rare in the United States, is a theology with roots in this country, beginning with the Plymouth colony in Massachusetts. Well, it essentially teaches that there is a straight line between God's favor and our acquisition of power, of goods, and reasonable to excellent health. Dill was assuming what so very, very, very many assume. Tom Robinson did something wrong for him to be crying and in custody at the courthouse. Now again, whole theologies and even religions don't just assume what Dill assumes, but they will enshrine this assumption as central dogma and doctrine. Today, we find Jesus himself to rest forever among his disciples any such notion that good things happen to good people while bad things happen to bad people. Well, the news had come to Jesus about a slaughter of his countrymen, Galileans. And the inevitable question that humans ask is, well, what did they do? That Pontius Pilate, yes, that Pontius Pilate, so many would perhaps have Jesus and his followers become, what had they done to be slaughtered while making their appointed sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem? Did they do something awful? Did they? What awful thing did they do to have such an awful death? And Jesus answers, nothing, no. And what about when the laws of physics operated and 18 others were killed, when the tower at Siloam fell and crushed human life away? Jesus assures that such has nothing to do with a divine ledger somewhere accounting sin or sins until a certain number is reached, and bam, the trap has been set and now it's sprung. Jesus tells us our response should be to repent, lest that same or worse happen to any of us. And what is it Jesus would have us repent? Well, keep in mind that the Greek metanoia is what Luke writes, which English renders as repent. And metanoia means change the way you see, change the way you think, turn and refocus your view. That's the essence of repentance. And then Jesus tells the story of a fig tree, which is not so much a story about figs or trees, but about the nature of our Heavenly Father.
his heavenly Father, the God of the cosmos. And in this story, a fig tree is not producing, not making the grade. It's merely taking up space. And logically, it's time for it to go. But wait, says Jesus. The gardener, in spite of all logic or common sense, begs a reprieve and gets to work. Much work to fertilize, tend, and care for this tree that it would live another day and another with an eye to a future it probably doesn't deserve. The story could be about any one of us. The fig tree. And most important, about the nature of God. The nature of God, ultimately, who has penultimately put the laws into place which makes falling towers and nasty, murderous politicians and functionaries possible. God's nature is compassion and forbearance. And as disciples of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten in the image of his Father, we are to refocus again, to repent, adjust our thinking, and to be like him. Patient, nurturing, hopeful, and compassionate. You know, it was Father Luther who opined nearly 500 years ago that people become like that which they worship. We become like that on which we lay our focus, what Paul Tillich has called our ultimate concern. Now, Jesus calls us to refocus on nothing but him. In today's parable, he reveals the Father and him as truest, deepest compassion and patience in the story of the gardener. Galileans died in Jerusalem, not because of their sin, but because of Pilate's. The tower fell because of a combination of physics and random timing. We're asking the wrong questions if we ask specifically, well, whose sin brings about which results? You know, sometimes there is a direct link, but not always. But that which is always is God's love, God's compassion, and God's care of fig trees, productive or not. At least not yet. Only God's judgment counts. God has reckoned us to be worth it, at least to God. But the good news is God's is the only vote that counts. Our hymn of the day is 785.
Let us rise as we are able and say together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church, called to be a witness to all peoples. Grant humility and to bishops, pastors, deacons, elders, councils, and congregations, that they may call upon you in making decisions. God, in your mercy, we pray for earth, called to provide abundantly. Teach your people the goodness of your generosity, that in sharing what we have been given, all life may flourish on the planet that is our shared home. God, in your mercy, we pray for the nations called to protect their inhabitants and collaborate in the work of justice and peace. Forge bonds of compassion and mutual care across human borders and boundaries, that all the world may have enough to live. God, in your mercy, we pray for those in need, called to receive your compassion, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Aid communities in coming together to mourn, to heal, and to rebuild. God, in your mercy, we pray for this assembly, called to welcome its neighbors to the table of your grace. Bless food pantries, community gardens and kitchens, clean water projects, and all ministries that address human hunger and thirst. God, in your mercy, we give thanks for the faithful lives of those who proclaimed your gospel in times of challenge and strife, and for all those whose lives of love and service have ended. especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. May their witness inspire our own. God, in your mercy, receive the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love, in the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church here is the third Sunday in Lent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and those who are worshiping with us listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Stockton Wordworth. Happy birthday this week to Adam Christensen, Jerry Allen, Aaron Winder, Michael Ferguson, Cambria Woodsnook. Are there any other announcements at this time? Offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. O God most holy, O God most merciful, O God, our rock and our salvation, hear us as we praise. Call us to your table. Grant us your life. When the world was a formless void, you formed order and beauty. When Abraham and Sarah were barren, you sent them a child. When the Israelites were enslaved, you led them to freedom. Ruth faced starvation, David fought Goliath, and the psalmists cried out for healing. And full of compassion, you gathered the people around you. You entered our sorrows in Jesus, our brother. He was born among the poor. He lived under oppression. He wept over the city with infinite love. He granted the people your life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." O God, most majestic, O God, most paternal, O God, our strength and our song, you show us a vision of a tree of life with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations. Grant us such life, the life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you, now and forever. And let the people say, and now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you to receive him in this sacrament. Let it only be he to restrain you from doing so today.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is our insert, Onward Christian Soldiers. Thank you. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.